I can't scroll through social media for more than 15 seconds without seeing wedding pictures, engagement announcements, baby pictures. Being in your 20s, it seems like all of your friends are married and having kids. And if you are a single Pringle like me, that may feel a little strange. Are we singles doing something weird? Something wrong? Thanks for joining me. I'm Alyssa Rote, and this is Big Pond, Little Fish. Making your own way in the world may feel like you're a very small fish in a very big, confusing pond. How do you honor God and pursue your calling while navigating the waters of life in your 20s? On this podcast, we're exploring life, career, family, friends, and calling from the perspective of a young Christian fish trying to make a splash in the world's big pond. Welcome to Episode 10, Swimming Solo, Embracing Singleness. As people get married later and later in life, many 20-somethings may find themselves single for the entire decade. Today, I want to discuss the special joys and blessings of the single life, making a case for a fulfilling life with or without a significant other.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I remember the first time the disconnect really hit me. It was about a year ago when I saw two drastically different posts right in a row on social media. The first was a post from one of my friends from high school. Back then, people had asked if we were twins. We were a lot alike. And her post was a picture of her newborn second child. Yep, second child. And that second post? Mine. An announcement of one of my upcoming book releases, a superhero, supervillain rom-com for teens. Real mature. We graduated high school at the same time. We were so alike, but took such different paths. She was married with kids, a real woman. Looking at my posts about books, I felt like a child. Flash forward to now, still living with a roommate and my cat, and my social media feed is filled with even more weddings and engagements. I still feel like sometimes I'm just playing adult. But here's the thing, I love being single, and I have no intention of actively trying to change that status. Especially as a Christian woman, it often feels like marriage and children are the goal. Books, movies, Bible studies, sermons, they all paint this picture of women only fulfilled through the roles of wife and mother. Churches never seem to know what to do with adults who are unmarried. There's a sense that if you're single, something must be wrong with you. This doesn't even take into account the larger cultural pressure of what I call Hallmark philosophy, based on the plot of so many romance movies on the Hallmark Channel. This is the idea that you can have everything, a fulfilling job, great friends and family, a meaningful life, but without that special someone, you're destined to be unhappy. I've watched the big city career woman only finds true happiness with attractive small town Christmas tree farmer after giving up her job plotline at least 200 times. I don't know what your situation is, whether you're dating, whether you're looking for someone to date, or whether the idea of marriage makes you want to run for the hills. But I want to talk about all of the wonderful things about being single. Before we begin, let's clear something up. Churches may not always know what to do with singles, but singles played a huge role in the Bible. Many of the prophets were single. Prominent biblical figures like Jeremiah, Daniel, Paul, and of course Jesus were all single. God forbid Jeremiah to marry. Daniel was most likely a eunuch, and Paul frequently encouraged singleness. For example, in 1 Corinthians 7, 7 through 8, Paul says, "I wish that all of you were as I am. But each of you has your own gift from God. One has this gift, another has that. Now to the unmarried and the widows I say, it is good for them to stay unmarried, as I do." There is no second best about being single, some missed calling. So with that said, here are 10 reasons why I'm single and why I love it. So number one, first off, I haven't found the right person. You might be like me, in that I would rather not be in a relationship at all than be in a bad relationship. I don't put much stock in the idea of soulmates or true loves. Weird for an author, I know. But I do believe that if God wants me to marry someone, he'll let me know. Since he hasn't, I'm much happier to remain single than to pursue a relationship he hasn't called me to. If I do marry, it will be because of love for that person, not because of a desire for marriage itself as the goal. Marriage is a serious decision. From the beginning, Genesis 2:24 says, "This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and they become one flesh." Mark 10:8 says, "So they are no longer two, but one flesh." That's a pretty drastic union that I have no intention of taking lightly. A second perk is getting to be independent. I'm a young 20-something. Until now, I've never truly been my own person before. My parents were in charge throughout childhood, and my Christian college had strict rules and treated us more like children than adults. I love, for the first time, being able to do whatever I want, as long as it lines up with God and my conscience. Whatever your views are on the role of women in a marriage, the reality is that a spouse of any gender is tied to the other. You're accountable to each other, and you have to make decisions together. I love being able to act on the spur of the moment without worrying how it will affect a spouse. I love figuring out who I am, what I think, and who I want to be. And I think if I ever do get married, that will be helpful to find the right life partner who meshes with me. Third, singles can travel. I used to travel all over the country to teach at conferences. I haven't really lived in one place for more than a year in the last 5 years. As long as someone is taking care of the cat, I can grab my suitcase and hit the road, whether to visit friends or family, check out work opportunities, or even move to new cities. I don't need to make sure any of it works with someone else. Number four, being single means we have more time to focus on family and friends. The travel thing kind of leads right into this other point. On holidays, I don't need to worry if we're going to see their family or mine. I get to focus all my energy on my family. All the time, concern, and love that might go to a spouse is directed toward my immediate family. I can spend as much time with my friends as I want. If I want to stay out late, make an impromptu visit, halt everything to care for a friend in need, I can. Without the time and emotional demands of being a spouse, I can focus on being the best friend, daughter, sister, etc. that I can be. Not that spouses are bad friends, or children, or anything like that, but it is a lot to balance. Fifth, it's nice to be financially independent. Does that seem a little worldly? Maybe. But I love being completely in charge of my finances. I don't have to worry if my spouse has spent too much or clear my purchases with someone else. If I have the money in the bank and decide to use it on yet another stack of books, there is nothing to stop me. It also gives me freedom to be randomly generous. I can buy that meal, donate that money, in the moment. If I want to make sacrifices because I gave away my money, I can, and it doesn't affect someone else. Number six, I'm free to follow God's call at the spur of the moment. People who are married, of course, follow God's call. But there are certain restraints when making big decisions like switching jobs, moving, etc. It's a joint decision, and your dreams may be delayed or prohibited because one spouse isn't in a position for that spontaneity. I'm a pretty ambitious sort, and that doesn't sit well with me. Since I'm only responsible for myself, I'm free to take that job offer, make that decision, take that chance. Without someone else to worry about, I can take more risks. And seven, I can live with friends. Speaking of moving, being single is a fantastic time to experience the joys of living with friends. It's so much fun to decorate an apartment together, experience a new city, host gatherings. Platonic love is often overlooked in our culture, but I've discovered living with other women has brought about amazing opportunities to experience the sort of love talked about in the Bible. The Bible places a huge emphasis on friends. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." John 15:13. Number 8, I can focus on my career. Now, before immediately jumping to 1 Timothy 6:10 and the love of money being the root of all kinds of evil, let me assure you I'm not talking about money here. If I was looking to live the high life, I made a very poor career choice. However, I've felt God's call to my career more than I've felt called to anything else in my life. God led me every step of the way into the publishing industry. The books we read influence our minds and hearts, and God called me to this ministry. Publishing is extremely competitive, and it consumes most of my time working multiple jobs. I absolutely love it, but my schedule would be unfair to a spouse, let alone kids. As a single, I'm free to spend all of my time on my calling of writing, editing, and working with books. Number 9, I'm forced to rely on Jesus as my greatest love. It can be easy to make a spouse into an idol. Paul writes about it in 1 Corinthians 7, 33-34. Though married couples can certainly focus their hearts fully on Jesus in beautiful ways and work in tandem in ways that singles can't, I don't have to worry about this particular temptation. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 7:32, I'm free to dedicate myself to Jesus alone. And do check out those passages for more of Paul hyping up singleness. Number 10, and finally, if I ever do get married, I think I'll appreciate it all the more. Since marriage isn't a given for me or an expectation, if God ever surprises me with a spouse, it will be a bonus gift that I think I'll appreciate even more because of the time I spent without a spouse. We tend to be most grateful when we've experienced living without something. Personally, I love being single. I love the freedom, the spontaneity, the opportunity for adventure. Some people are called to marriage and couldn't imagine life without their spouse, and that's great. Maybe you're in the dating pool or you have a significant other, also great. But if not, being single is a beautiful, glorious adventure. So please don't buy the lie that all singles are sad and lonely. People are single for all sorts of reasons. And shockingly, some of us actually want to be single, on purpose. Single and married people are both important for the balance of a healthy church body. Speaking of balance, I hope you'll tune in next time for episode 11, Just Keep Swimming, Finding Balance. In the meantime, if you want to connect with me, check out alyssawrote.com, alyssawrote.com, or check me out on Twitter, Insta, Facebook, or TikTok at alyssawrote, alyssawrote. Until then, enjoy where you're at, single, married, or ready to mingle.
Big Pond, Little Fish is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the show. You can find all of our episodes of Big Pond, Little Fish by visiting lifeaudio.com. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Gibbons, and Steven Sanders. Special thanks to Stephen McGarvey for his executive oversight. You can find more faith-affirming podcasts like this one by visiting lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Hear about how Steve Harvey surprised a dying man on Family Feud with $25,000. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com or search Story Behind on your favorite podcast platform.